The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
I think probably all of us have a pretty good idea of what happens to us when we die. It's obvious from Scripture that those who die without having ever committed any sins whatsoever, like babies right after their baptism, go straight to heaven. And those who die in a state of mortal sin go straight to hell. We celebrate those who are already in heaven on All Saints Day, which was yesterday. They don't need our prayers because they've already arrived. But because they have arrived, we ask them by means of prayer to intercede for us before God. On the other hand, while there's no point in praying for those who are in hell because they're beyond the reach of our prayers, as a practical matter, we don't know for sure who is there. Now, presumably, Hitler and Stalin would have made the short list. But we don't know it for a fact. The church canonizes saints, but doesn't declare condemned anyone in particular. And what about those who do not die with the perfect innocence of a newborn babe? People like you and me? Well, they can benefit from our prayers. And that's what today's celebration of All Souls is all about. What happens to those who die without mortal sins, but are not innocent enough just to go straight to heaven? They undergo a process of purification called purgatory to equip them eventually to participate fully in the joy of heaven. The idea is this: here we are, finite and limited, full of all kinds of defects and venial sins and distortions of character, some of which are the lasting damage of sins already forgiven, the temporal consequences of sin, but with interior effects not yet fully healed. On the right track, but far from perfect. While heaven is everything we are not, it is perfect. Heaven is infinite. Heaven is unlimited. Such that for us to be able to enjoy fully the infinite joy of heaven, God has to intervene, has to do something to remedy our limitations. Otherwise, we'd be sort of like a 3-year-old on vacation in Paris, physically there, but too limited to enjoy it fully. You know, a 3-year-old in Paris, all they want to do is go to McDonald's. Purgatory is the process by which God remedies all that is lacking in us. And that's where our prayers can help the dead. Just as in this life, so also in purgatory, growth and healing is much easier when you've got help. In this case, the help of prayers. And once they do get into heaven, they'll surely reciprocate by interceding for us. And that's what the communion of the saints is all about: helping each other on the road to salvation.